Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new political committee called the Fight for San Francisco's Future formed at the end of last year to support two London breed ballot measures. It's raising money and eyebrows as sources of funds include a crypto billionaire, biotech executive, and a strip club owner. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, this is almost like that Sesame Street thing. Which of these things is not like the other?
I got to say, that's quite an intro you put on there. I'm sure we've got people's attention with that. Cryptocurrency and strip club in the same paragraph? Good work. Yes, we're talking about a group that's billing itself as the Fight for San Francisco's Future. And it does include big buck donations, about $250,000 from crypto billionaire Chris Larson, a local kid who's made a lot of money on the financial end, and as well as about $24,000 from Joe Karuba, who owns the Condor Club, the legendary Condor Club, as well as the Gold Club and the Hustler Club. What do they have in common? Well, they're backing Mayor Breed, and especially her police initiative and her initiative to require drug screening for people who appear to be on drugs. And if they're applying for welfare, if they don't pass the screening, then they have to go into some kind of treatment. And this is a significant turn for San Francisco politics. It's not like we've seen these people get active for years, it seems like.
Well, one thing these donors do have in common is they have business interests. So why would the business interests be in favor of Proposition E?
Well, it's to clean up. They see it as a way to clean up the streets, Margie. The open drug dealing isn't helping any business. It's not helping the nightlife. It's not helping restaurants. It's not helping just about anybody. And so this is a step in that direction. The second one is, and this is where the politics of it get involved is, okay, this is going to be on the March ballot. And so they're going to be sending out a lot of mail, and they're going to be, doing TV, and they're going to be making a lot of noise. And will that help Mayor London Breed? Well, there's a good chance of that. So I got this feeling that the same people that are doing this are going to be backing London Breed. There was a time when big downtown interests got involved in local politics much more than they did today, but a lot of that was over zoning. They wanted to build high rises, and we had, fights galore over the future of San Francisco and the Manhattanization of the place and whether Mission Bay should be built. That sort of went away. And the last time we saw big bucks coming in from a lot of different people was Mark Benioff when he helped pass a tax to help with the homeless program. But right now, there's sort of a feeling that, we've passed a lot of the taxes, we've passed a lot of the programs, and they just don't seem to be working. And so some people are saying it's time to, turn the wheel back, to make things a little, I don't want to say harsher, but a little more accountability on the front of these programs for different people. And these guys and gals are leading the effort.
Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.